Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. It is such a treat this week to have Kelly Pierce with me, Digital Media Associate with the R Street Institute. Trish Hatch is here, coordinator of the CASA program, Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program. And Kristen Sokol is my guest, professional relationship and dating coach. I am watching, as I know the rest of the world is, some more than others, I'm sure, what's happening in that New York courtroom as we watch former President Trump be required to attend each of the days of this criminal trial. This is what they're calling the hush money trial. And as of the time of this taping, they're still in the jury selection process. And the whole thing is sort of surreal because it's very strange to have a former president charged with a crime, let alone being required to be there in court. But I saw this week where one of the jurors, they had seated eight, and then one of them stepped away and resigned their seat because of a couple of different reasons. I think they had second thoughts about whether or not they could be unbiased, which of course is the requirement is that they base their decisions solely on the evidence in front of them. Not that they've never heard of President Trump, but that they can limit their decision to the evidence. And so I started asking myself, could I be a juror? Could I serve impartially in a case like this? Kelly, could you be a juror in this case?
Actually, I think I could. I walked a court beat for about 3 years. And so I know a lot of the ins and outs and stuff like that. And I don't get super excited one way or the other about any sort of politician. So I think I actually could be in this case. I think I have the skill set to do that. Would I want to be on it? No, because there's all that circus around. And I think the juror that you talked about, some of her identifying information came out and she got, you know, questions from, you know, people who didn't like the former president at her job. So it just became a little too much. So that's the part I probably wouldn't enjoy. But actually being in the courtroom, I think I could actually do it.
Interesting. What about for you, Kristen? Could you sit on that jury?
No way. There's no way. I'm way too connected to the news and the news cycle. And I think I'm way too fearful. I think it would be terrifying to sit on a jury like that. You know, like, it's going to be life altering, right? Even if they are kept anonymous, gosh, there's a lot
of.
They won't be. Like, unless I was seeking notoriety, right, and I wanted my life to massively change, I think I would make it known that I could not be impartial.
There's even case law about this where, you know, the media has wanted to have access to jurors, and some judges have attempted to block access to juror information, and the courts have overruled that because they've said, you know, serving on a jury, that is public information. They might delay it for 24 hours, but the problem is that not every juror will consider that an infringement. Some jurors will want to speak to the press. So you have to allow the jurors to make that decision for themselves. So I'm not sure if they're restricting information during the jury selection process. They may be during the process itself. But when the case is over, their names and sometimes their addresses are public information. So you're right about it rocking their world. But how do you see this, Trish?
Oh, there is absolutely no way. I read 3 papers a day. So I'm up on everything. I am definitely opinionated on this. I'm so embarrassed for our country that we have a former president that is in this position. Whether he's guilty or not, it's just the fact that he's in trial is embarrassing to me. I'm from Canada originally, so I get to hear from all of my family members in Canada how they hear it up there.
And how do they hear it up there?
Oh, he is a joke up there. Like, you think Justin Trudeau has a bad image. Trump is even worse. It's comical. And my sister, who calls me pretty much every day, did you read this or did you see this? I'm like, oh, please stop. So I would never want to be in that courtroom. It will change those jurors' lives dramatically.
Have any of you served on a jury?
Yes.
Have you? Oh, may I ask, and if you don't want to tell, you don't have to, Trish, but may I ask about what kind of a case it was?
It was a DUI. The police hadn't followed all of the proper procedure when they arrested the gentleman. So we actually found in favor of the defendant, which, you know, always gives you pause because what if he really does have a drinking problem? I mean, you make the best decision you can, regardless of your personal bias. So that's the most recent one I've served on.
Did you say you had 2, Kelly?
Almost. They did a plea deal right before I was about to be seated, essentially. But I have, when I was in the courtroom, going back to the talk of the jurors' information being released, I remember we had a very high profile trial where I was. It made national headlines. And you were supposed to make sure that the camera was not on the jury. And unfortunately, one of the people at a TV station, he accidentally filmed the jury at one point because it was a live feed on that thing all day long. It was that high profile of a trial and he got kicked out. But that was a, you know, luckily no one was after the jury, but it was still something that you need to take into consideration if you are going to be a juror, especially in a high profile case.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I understand when you said, Kristen, about being afraid, that people in this country are so polarized in their beliefs that I think, you know, half the country, if you convict him, half the country will praise you and the other half will give you death threats on social media and vice versa. I don't, the feelings are just so intense. I don't know what you do as a juror. Wouldn't you be swayed in even a small degree by concern for your safety?
I know I would. In the other hearings and trials and court cases that are going on, we read all the time that the judges are being threatened, right? Or that the prosecutors are being threatened. And there's so many lunatics out there who are so polarized that they feel like it's their duty to, you know, go after retribution, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be really, I applaud the jurors who, you know, don't make it known couldn't be. We need a jury, but even in a pool the size of Manhattan, I don't know how you're going to find one.
I feel great respect and gratitude for the people brave enough to answer the call of public service in this regard and sit on that jury. The time is gone, ladies. May I say thank you for your time and your friendship, and please come back and see me again.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.